On the show today, we have OM Financial's very own Kurt Kordoleski giving us a strategies to follow during the economic and viral pandemic we're experiencing right now, based on his previous experience being the leader at Bethpage Federal Credit Union for all those years. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have OM Financial's very own Kurt Kordoleski. Kirk, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
We're doing all right, considering the...
Yeah, how you holding up in the health-wise out west?
We're holding our own. We'll give it that. But I think the next 2 weeks will be the kind of the defining moment of what's really going to happen. Things will kind of percolate to the surface. That's kind of my feeling. And so...
I think you're right.
So we'll see, because a lot of people are walking around. They don't know they have it, you know, because there's no symptoms or anything. So it's just,
you know, we're sort of at the epicenter here, right in New York City and outside of New York City in Nassau County. And that's exactly what we've seen, is that people are walking around with it, giving it to each other. And as the testing starts to increase, the numbers almost double every day.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be. That's going to be our normal for here the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then I think, yeah, hopefully we'll get a handle on it and then we'll do the right thing. So, yeah. So right now it's just this kind of take it hour by hour, I think, what we're all doing. So,
yep.
Good stuff. All right. Let's get to the topic at hand here. A strategy during the economic and viral pandemic here, because you have an interesting perspective being the leader at Bethpage for all those years. You went through a number of crises, hurricanes, obviously the Great Recession, all sorts of stuff. Probably, were you there when like HR 1151 was there?
Went through. I was.
Oh yeah. Yep. So that was kind of a crisis as well for our industry.
Right.
So I just want to, is there anything that we can compare this to? Because we were talking before the recording, this is obviously uncharted waters, but do we have a template? Is there some sort of template that we can work from?
Yeah, I think it's really important to think about it in those terms, Mike. I think that there are historical perspectives on this, and that, you know, and many times in the past when we looked at 9/11, in our case in New York, Superstorm Sandy, which literally stopped 75% of the households from having power, and gas stations were out and grocery stores were out, freezers couldn't work, and how you adapt into a situation that lasts for 2 weeks like that. And then, of course, the Great Recession. And in many ways, this is kind of a combination of a couple of those items, an extraordinary disruption to common day life like Superstorm Sandy or 9/11, and an extraordinary economic pandemic that the Great Recession represented. And I think it's important to sort of ground ourselves in those issues, and B, to look back at what was successful during those times.
Right.
And for those of us that happen to be in the seats and having to look at the challenges that it represented for our teams, for our members, and for our company, that perspective, I think, has great value. And I think that's where you start. It really is a perspective of understanding that you cannot be successful for your members, and you certainly can't be successful as a credit union or a company if you don't secure support and help your team. And I think, you know, this first reaction, and I think you see this going across the credit union industry. You and I were on a couple teleconferences yesterday about this.
Phenomenal yesterday, yeah.
And in that conversation, you know, you see credit unions reacting effectively. But, you know, our first point is understand that we too will get through this, but you will not get through it as successfully as you need to for yourself and for your members if you don't help your staff get through it. And that's crucial. And there are a lot of things we talked about yesterday and that are not necessarily relevant to strategy. They're more tactical, but ensuring that your team feels comfortable and they have the sick leave that they need and all of those things are important. The next piece and the next set of, and it's sort of a hierarchy of performance, is taking care of the members, understanding, you know, their loan needs, understanding whether they have jobs. And there are some unique things now within the industry that data provides and the digital transformation provides that can enable you to better understand your members, whether they're on direct deposit, whether they've lost their jobs, and data-driven, and then how to serve them digitally that is unique. But those two legs of the stool, the employees and teammates and members, are really the beginning part of this process. And then after you start to get your legs under you, after you feel that there's some plans in place to serve those two groups, then it's about thinking about where are you as an organization economically in this, in what will likely be a 2 or 3 quarter recession mm-hmm. that we're looking at. You know, maybe the government support speeds that up. Maybe the viral issue doesn't go as long term. But my goodness, you look at some of the employment numbers coming out of the travel and hotel and restaurant business yeah. right now.
Yeah,
the auto business, auto companies closing down their manufacturing. You know, we're in for some devastating times. If 70% of the economy is consumers, and those consumers are extraordinarily uncomfortable or literally don't have jobs.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see that challenge. But credit unions are spectacularly good in downturns, and we just need to remember that. Our balance sheets tend to be conservative, not as much risk. We don't have the quarterly pressure of returns to the stock market and to stockholders. Mm-hmm. So we get to plan for longer. We can use our capital effectively. And so we tend to be good in that. So it's keep the faith, understand those things, mm-hmm. and then start looking for opportunities. And how we look at it, we suggest meetings on a daily basis to deal with the criticality of the mm-hmm. crisis
yeah.
for half the meeting and get the input from the team. And then talk about maybe next week, maybe the week after, about what opportunities might be. And one of those right now is refinance mortgages. You see a booming, 80% increase in application in refinance mortgages. So within each of these challenges, and this was the historical perspective, within each of the challenges, Beth Page found opportunities to excel and grow during those times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important is to find that silver lining. And I just got off a call with last half hour with Tom Glatt from Glatt Consulting, and they were talking about the credit union health and his quarterly health score. And he said, you know, the silver lining of this, that the credit union industry was very healthy going into this. You know, it was very strong. So we'll be able to, we have some runway here to withstand this, the impact that's happening, especially the economic impact that the virus is having. So that's kind of the silver lining here. Whereas in the past, we may have not have had that right. that runway, you know, or that strength. So we've got that going for us, at least in this situation.
Yeah, it's a tremendously important point. And lowest delinquencies, 2 or 3 years of record ROA,
yeah.
Which increases capital. So when you think about those terms, I think what's so important about that is it grounds the credit union back into looking at SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Mm-hmm. And there are strengths. And acting on those strengths is going to be crucial over the next 9 months.
So are we going to have to be a bit more creative in finding these opportunities as well? Because obviously the refi is that one kind of hit us right in the face. But
right.
We're going to be a bit more creative to find these opportunities.
So let me give you a couple stories about it from the historical perspective and then maybe some options. So, and when we went through the 9/11 and then Superstorm Sandy, Beth Page did two things. One was it did what we talked about earlier with members and teammates. But then it looked at opportunities to help the community. And so we reached out and we invested more, we gave away more, we built trust within communities to help support the emotional and challenging economic conditions that people were going through. That built a brand coming out of that was extraordinary. I mean, we became the community institution of Long Island out of those wow. two crisis events. And so, you know, turn to your heart, do the golden rule, reach out to credit to members in the community and hand out, and you'll find the opportunity. But in each of those also, and I think this is very analogous to now, there was a record low interest rate at that time. We've gone lower now. And so there was a refinance boom. And so as business kind of dried up in autos or in other operations, we moved those people to the mortgage operations and we built out the mortgage business and we took every opportunity. And two great stories, I think, about it. One was nobody in the marketplace on Long Island had aggressively marketed refinance mortgages. And coming out of the Great Recession, everyone said, stay away from those, don't touch it. But
really,
we knew our members. And I think credit unions know their members. And so we understood that there was conservativeness in our Grumman, majority of our members, which were Grumman, and then in the community of Long Island, and that housing prices hadn't deteriorated as much as they had in other parts of the country. So we knew our community. So we reacted with an aggressive refinance program where we advertised in the newspaper. People hadn't done that before. And then an aggressive home equity program. And then we went into commercial lending with liquidity that we had that banks didn't. So those were three huge opportunities. Each of those were multi-billion dollar steps.
Oh, gosh. See, that's, I love that. That's the just finding these needle in a haystack type of opportunities that really kind of propel you to the top, even in crazy times like we're going through right now. And one of my questions was like, can you apply those lessons to what we're experiencing now? And it certainly sounds like you can.
You can. And what's so important is the strategy session and ensuring that you're thinking of the strategic perspective of what's going on first. And so you kind of do that in these daily, weekly, multiple day meetings where you spend an hour each day, you think about the crisis, and then you think about the opportunity. And you designate resources to go out and research the opportunity, separate them from the crisis, and keep getting feedback from the community, get involved in business groups, read the newspapers, do the things, and look for where their needs are. And then you can start matching those up. But it requires that mindset of almost dividing your crisis mentality from your strategy and opportunity mentality.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, Kirk, if you can... I'm asking a lot of people kind of get their crystal ball out. I know we're taking this hour by hour, literally.
Yeah.
But is there kind of an outlook for 2020 based on what's happening now, or can you even do that? Can you even fathom what an outlook would look like for the rest of the year based on
what? Boy, what a tough question, because it literally changes each day, right? Yeah. You said hour by hour. I mean, yeah. Every time that we read the number of stories, New York just made an announcement that the governor is not going to allow anything more than 25% of any workforce to show up at a business that's non-critical. Think about that, right?
100%.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not grocery stores or pharmacies, but every place else can only have a few people. How many stories have you and I heard over the last couple of days about credit unions closing branches? Mm-hmm. Unheard of, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's very difficult, but if to hazard a few guesses, I will. And the first is demand is going to slacken off, particularly for autos and for that type of business significantly. So mm-hmm. we're going to see a challenge to many credit unions' primary business of auto lending. People just aren't going out and buying them, right? And then to the degree that they come out with a concern about their jobs, they're not going to buy them as well. So I think that.
Well, and auto lending has been off the charts for the last, 5 years or whatever. Now it's
right. And in many ways we're going into a buying season, but not so much this year. Credit cards and the use for travel, restaurants, et cetera, are going to decrease. There may be some make up for that in at least interchange income based on buying things from Amazon and other things to have them shipped to the house. But generally, I think credit card balances go down. So two primary pieces of the business deteriorate. Loans on the books, mortgages and commercials loans will be refinanced to lower rates. So there's less income, but there'll be high demands for both of those. And that, I hope, will make up for the challenge. Now, the problem with that is, Mike, is that you get down to a certain asset size of credit unions, and they can only handle so much mortgage volume. They may have one mortgage officer or two, They're not the world of Bethpage where there were 50 and, maybe 100 now. The unfortunate set of circumstances of this is there are opportunities, but those opportunities tend to be more sophisticated and require some scale.
Right. I was thinking, can they look to outside vendors? Can they look to outside vendors for help in that area? The smaller
There are some great outside vendors, but you need to search for them now. It's a lot like what we heard yesterday about laptops, right? Yeah. That if you need to get into the vendors early if you perceive the need, because they're getting demand from everybody.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt.
So I think we have a very soft 9 months, two quarters of recession affecting the credit unions pretty dramatically. I think that they will manage expenses down during that time. We're already seeing it in the reports that we heard yesterday about expenses and branches. And by the way, I do think that there is one silver bullet here or two silver bullets that credit unions should think about.
Okay.
One is, probably obvious to most, is that there's an opportunity to really affect digital transformation. So let's use data and digital. Let's get remote deposit captures up. Let's move forward with digital lending while people are at home and want to use that. There are polls that came out today showing the extraordinary percentages of 80 to 85% of people wanting to use those services now. And the second piece is look at your branches. This may be the most opportune time for branches that are not performing well. They're losing transactional business right now, and that business probably won't come back. It's an opportunity to cut those expenses and make a meaningful cut in your expense ratios.
Good point. Yeah, I think we were talking that as far as the digital services go, this is really going to expedite a lot of digital offerings for sure. If you're in the middle of something right now, you're going to finish it up pretty quickly because that's where the demand is going to be for sure. Alrighty, Kirk, anything else to add here? I know we could talk all day on this type of stuff, but right. I want to be respectful of your time and stuff. So, but anything else you want to add,
Mike, up here? Yeah. Thank you so much for the interview and taking the time. As always, I so appreciate what you do for the industry. I follow your broadcast each day because I think it is important to us to understand what's happening now. And I think this venue allows for it. The one thing I'd finish up with is we are going to be in a crisis mentality, and manage it as you would a crisis, and then look at the opportunities and aggressively pursue them. They'll be there. They have been every time. And if you look at the Bethpage story, we grew 20% coming out of every one of those three crises. Mm-hmm. And we were able to leverage that up to a brand position, a financial position, and increased members.
Well said. Kirk, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat. I always appreciate your experience and knowledge, second to none in this area. So appreciate, and I'm sure the credit unions too. They're like, oh my gosh, where can we find somebody who has experience in this type of stuff?
And you certainly have. And Mike, to that point, anybody that would like to reach me at OM Financial and would just like to talk about this, and what they're seeing and what our experience has been. It's Kay Kordaleski, and you'll probably post this out there, but Kay Kordaleski at om-financial.com. And we'd be glad to talk about what we've seen.
Right on. Good stuff, sir. All right. I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate it, Kirk. And let's check in again here in a few weeks and see how we're doing. All right.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Okay. You too.